Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think this could be. I want to say could be good news for the Cleveland Browns. Paul Daner, who is a Cincinnati Bengals beat reporter, also threw this out. But that Cincinnati is kind of entering a big decision period where it's DJ Reader, like they've got a bunch of contract decisions coming up, including Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And the report was that if maybe T. Higgins asked for like an astronomical figure, that the Bengals could actually look to move on from him and maybe get a high pick. Or I've always said, and I have said now, that everybody keeps asking the question, are the Bengals going to pay Joe Burrow? I think it's nonsensical. I think Mike Brown might be the cheapest man in the world. He also isn't a moron. I don't think the question is he going to pay Joe Burrow? Mm-hmm. It's, is he going to pay Ja'Marr Chase and DJ Reader and Hendrickson and the linebacker, Jermaine Pratt, that's coming up, and any offensive linemen that are good? I think that's the bigger question. And if you're Cincinnati, you can't possibly let T. Higgins go because there's just not a draft pick worth what this guy does.
He's a pretty talented dude.
Like, he's the number one. He's one. He's a clear number one in Cleveland. But he's a number one on probably
on a lot of teams.
On like 20, probably 20 teams. Like, unless it's Justin Jefferson.
Right.
Like, put him in Buffalo. I think he'd be the number one over Stephon Diggs, and I think Stephon Diggs is an actual number one.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I don't know about that.
Stephon?
You think he'd be a one over Stephon?
Yes. I think he is 6'4", 215 pounds, and I think he's every bit the playmaker. I actually think in some ways T. Higgins' value is suppressed because he plays across from Ja'Marr Chase, who's just far and away. I mean, I would say it. I think maybe Jamar's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, Ja'Marr might be. I mean, Justin Jefferson's really good too. There's some good players. I mean, Ja'Marr's probably the best.
Yeah. So, but I think that hurts how people view T. Higgins.
They view him as a two.
I think
it hurts his stock, his value.
Well, but I think smart teams know he is a number one.
Right, but I mean, will the market be there for him?
Oh, it's wide receivers,
well,
man.
He'll get money. I know that. But I'm saying, like, is he going to get paid like a Justin Jefferson or a Stephon Diggs?
I'll tell you right now, and I don't think this would happen because it's interdivision and there is a rivalry there. One, this is the first receiver that I've heard that I would give up premium draft collateral for. And two, it's the first player that I've heard that I would also want them to turn around and give $75 million to.
Yeah.
Like Amari Cooper, I'm not, he's a really nice player. I don't think he fits Deshaun Watson stylistically. And by the way, I think both Jasons, Pinkston and Lloyd, backed that up earlier. And then two, I think he's a really good receiver, but I don't know he's a true number one elite receiver. So he doesn't necessarily fit with Deshaun, and, you know, then there's a question of he's a true number one.
Right.
I don't know about his improvisational abilities, but I'm telling you right now, you put T. Higgins with Deshaun Watson, and there would be fireworks. So if I feel that way, like, I mean, I kind of feel like, I'll just say it, I think the Bengals would be stupid not to pay T. Higgins.
I think they would be morons to not pay T. Higgins.
Well, not just that. I know the Bengals are like a homespun organization. Every time somebody said, oh, the AFC North runs from Cincinnati or runs through Cincinnati, and it's the next 10 years.
Yeah.
That might bear fruit. That might come to fruition. But I'm not sold on it now. Because their number one problem is the opposite of the problem that we have. Mike Brown likes to hire guys and then never fire them because he doesn't want to have to pay for a replacement and don't want to pay two coaches at once. And that goes to their salary cap. So I really think, like, Joe Burrow, I think, is going to be good regardless, right? I think there's going to be some Mahomesian stuff like that where he's able to keep a team afloat even in kind of a but the difference between afloat and winning this division, I think it's a pretty significant gap. 216-578-0092. Real quick, we got Jim. Jim, welcome to the show, Jim.
After Keith dressed me down a little bit, yes, can the Bengals sign T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow? Yes. Will they? Probably not. Should they? Probably not. If you tie into all those guys for those deals, then there's no money to pay Mixon, which maybe you don't care about. There's no money to pay Reader. Like, you can't pay them all.
Well,
just, that's the problem, but it's where the NFL comes out. So
well,
you either going to pay.
But Jim, real quick, because we can have back and forth on this. Dallas has disproven that. Jerry Jones has literally never said no to a player of value. He paid Dak, DeMarcus Lawrence. He paid an entire offensive line. He paid. He didn't pay Byron Jones, but that was because of Byron Jones. Like, who was the linebacker? It wasn't Van Der Esch. Jalen Smith. Like, he paid all those guys roughly in a 3-year window. So I understand the greater point, which is at some point you do have to let a few guys go. So. Because it's not smart to pay everybody, but I guarantee you, like, you can pay everybody in the NFL.
I mean, you can for a very short period of time, but look at it this way, too, is, you know, he moved on from Amari Cooper. They're probably going to try to move on from Zeke this offseason. Like, at some point, you can sign those contracts. You certainly can't keep them all the way through them because you just can't afford to.
Yeah.
And paying two guys number one receiver money, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it has been somewhere, but I don't know, see anywhere else in the NFL where anybody's ever paid within 2 years of each other, two guys, number one wide receiver, top of the market money, plus a quarterback.
Well, but
think about that. That's giant money.
Real quick, putting that on just the wide receiver position, I think sometimes we get too lost in the weeds. I think it's far more about, you know, five guys at once you can pay than the positional side of things.
Well, but do you think Mike Brown really is going to pay? I mean,
now,
that's the question. I don't think he will.
Now, that's where you're right. That and I think that's going to be ultimately, and thanks for the call, buddy. Good stuff. I think ultimately that's where Cincinnati's undoing is going to be. And I think this is, you know, it's kind of an interesting litmus test for Mike Brown. His legacy as owner probably is better than it was 20 years ago because they had Carson Palmer into Andy Dalton into Joe Burrow. So when he took over the first 10 years, it was Achille Smith, Dave Klingler, one of the Shulas. I think it's Dave Shula was the head coach. It was a disaster. So his reputation's better. Everybody in the NFL knows he's a cheap ass. So, yeah, if I'm a Browns fan, this goes back to the idea of, you know, how bleak it felt in December. The realities of the AFC North are still the same. Right?
Right.
And some of the realities we're familiar with, like the Steelers, being the friggin' Steelers, and some of them are, like when Jason Lockenfora told us Steve Bisciotti wants to sell the team. That's impacting Lamar Jackson's contract. So we've got two weak ownerships right now, and Mike Brown is a weak owner until proven otherwise. Because to me, you're not a strong owner until you actually pay people and you keep a nucleus together. So I think this is good news. I think this is potentially good news for the Cleveland Browns because even though I think they could and should, I don't think they will. And I think you take T. Higgins off there, and Tyler Boyd's a free agent as well. They shop T. Higgins, and next year it's Ja'Marr Chase versus Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, and that's about it. I think the Bengals are suddenly a lot more beatable.
Well, I mean, obviously they're a lot more beatable. I just think, though, at this point, going to a Super Bowl, nearly going to another one, having a legitimate franchise quarterback, don't you have to kind of pony up some money? I mean,
I think a reasonable person would. Mike Brown has not.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They were going to the playoffs with Andy Dalton,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't winning games.
Well, but we've just
they were just a disappointment every
this
year.
This would be out of character, I think, is the point. Like, he's just never done this.
Right.
So if he were to come out and do it, mm-hmm. I think people would be shocked. I think it'd be more shocking if they kept T. Higgins and paid him an ass load of money alongside of paying Ja'Marr Chase all that money. And, oh, by the way, they got a bunch of other guys we kind of already talked about.
Right.
I think that'd be more shocking than if, like, let's say 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, it was announced that they had a deal for T. Higgins to, I don't know, Seattle for the 23rd pick or for a second round pick. I think that'd be the shocking thing, is them actually paying.
I think he will.
You are an optimist about this.
I just think when you see, when you get that close to the Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
and you've got this talent, how do you not?
Because some owners don't care that much about winning. They care to a point, like the Dolans care to a point. And then there's a point where they don't care enough. That dude's getting older.
I think the older you get, the more you spend.
Yeah, but I think that matters to Jerry. I think if Mike Brown never won a Super Bowl with Cincinnati and passed off the team to his kid, I've never gotten the sense that it would feel like a failed legacy thing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.